You have your Bibles with you. I pray that everybody has one. Open them up to Romans chapter 8 tonight. As we continue our studies, everybody have something to write with? Is everybody good? Amen. Hope with help. You know, in Romans 5 it says, we glory in our tribulations, knowing that our tribulations brings patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. We're so grateful, for the Holy Ghost is our helper. So with our hope, we have help. Amen. Faith is the substance of things that we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. So, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as the word is spoken tonight, and as the word is read, faith will increase in the room. Amen. So in verse number 24, it says in Romans 8, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amen. So the first thing we're going to look at is the promise. The promise. The promise is your first fill in at the top there. And the first promise we have is the resurrection. Amen. That's what we're hoping for. Okay? That's one of our blessed hope that we have. Jesus said in John 11, 25 and 26, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? So he's telling us that faith is important and valuable, that with hope, we're not ashamed, okay? Because we have a helper and we're waiting on him. So first, we look at the resurrection. If you look with me in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1. Verse number 5. The word of God says this. It says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bring it forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. I'm thankful that when Jesus said, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, Paul says, dwells in us. And it says, that spirit that dwells in us shall quicken our mortal bodies by the spirit that dwells in us. I'm grateful that I'm alive and well. Amen. Because I've got the living God living inside of me, and you have the living God living inside of you. Amen. So if you get a revelation first that God's alive and he's alive inside of you, all of a sudden things will look a little different through the perspective of your eyes. And all of a sudden we'll begin to see things through his eyes and through his heart. One of the things about the resurrection is also that we have the hope of the return. The return. Dustin, please come and sit. Hallelujah. So if you look with me in Titus chapter 2, verse number 11. Are you there? The word of God says this. He says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So when we have the hope, the promise of the resurrection, we have the promise of his return. He's coming back for what? He's coming back for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And how can I be a glorious church? By trusting in this word and trusting in this spirit and trusting in the Lord. And he transforms us. So as we're being transformed, he says, so first we have the resurrection, we have the return, and this calls for, I have here, the reaction. How do we react to the Word of God? How do we react to the hope that we have? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3, the Apostle Peter says this. He says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Underline a lively hope. Amen. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through what? Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. Amen. The Word of God tells you and I, but without faith it's impossible for us to please God. For they that come to him must believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So as we're looking at hope tonight, first, we have the promise. We have the promise of the resurrection, which is the promise of his return. And with the promise of his return, the question is how are we reacting to his word? Are we allowing his word to have an effect on our lives? Amen? Are we being hearers only, or are we being hearers and doers? Amen? And in other words, God's saying to us that he loves us, he has plans and purposes in our lives, and he's given us a blessed hope. Amen? But so many times be careful, I don't want to harm anyone. We have these pet peeve sins that's been accepted by the world, that's not accepted by God. Amen? And the adversary creeps in unawares. And one of the biggest places he creeps in is right here. This thing of taking places you never wanted to go. You never planned to go. Then there's the websites and the different things that are opening up and darkness is coming in. Amen? And God doesn't miss a thing. He sees everything. His eyes are going to and fro. And he loves you and he has great purpose in your lives. But he says the wages of sin is death. In other words, it's not always just physical death. It's not always spiritual death. But it brings death in your life in different places and different situations. It can bring death to your marriage. It can bring death to your relationship with your family and your children. It can bring death in your workplace. You know, in other words, God is saying to us, hey, he's the resurrection and life. He's given you and I the Holy Spirit. He's given us a helper. We're not doing this by ourselves. And that's why the Apostle Paul says, I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me, because he was depending on Christ's strength and not his own. So we're looking at this. First, we have the promise. Well, with this promise, God calls for us to have the persistence. Amen. And we're looking at the persistence that we stay on route. We stay on course. You know, the Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Amen. I run the race that is set before me, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. So he says in Psalm 62, we're looking at the route. What route do we take? They used to have the thing with, what they used to call it in the early church, they called it the Romans' road to salvation. It was a route. It was a road that we took, right? Does everybody remember the Romans' road to salvation? But he says in Psalm 62, verse number 5, he says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation. And my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah, or pause and think on these things. Amen? So he's established the route, and there's a reward. There's a reward. How many know that we have rewards that are given to us? One of the greatest rewards I've received so far from the Lord is my wife. She's a reward. She's a gift from God. Solomon said this in Proverbs 24, 14. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Amen. I love God's word. So that we find there's a route, there's a reward. So it's important for us to respect him at his word. Amen. I don't believe that God was speaking just for the sake of talking. The apostle said that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly furnished into all good works. So I believe one of the things that God's calling for is calling for our respect, to respect him and respect the word. In Philippians chapter 1, verse number 20, the apostle says this, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. In other words, the apostle was saying, it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Amen? So we're allowing the Christ in us to be manifested. Amen? But this calls for what? If we're standing on his promises, it counts for you, it calls for you and I to be persistent. You know, whatever you put into anything is what you get out of it. What you put into anything is what you'll get out of it. So he says, we have the promise. It calls for us to be persistent. Are you with me? Is everybody here with me? And to be persistent, it calls for the patience. How many know that when we're persistently following the Lord, we face adversities? Amen. The adversary is trying to put roadblocks up. But it's important for us to, in this patient period, to be waiting for the Lord. I love what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, considering waiting. Ecclesiastes 7. Verse number 8. He says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Amen? In other words, he says in his word that pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. And sometimes God's timing isn't our timing, okay? And we're to patiently wait on him. So we've got a blessed hope. Amen. We've got the promise of the resurrection, of his return. He calls for you and I to react. The reaction that we're to have is to be persistent. Amen. That we stay on route. We're heading towards the reward. Amen. So with patience, we have the waiting. And also we're waiting, but we have the word as our help. We have the Holy Spirit is a helper, but there's something the Lord said to me, and I'll share with you. He said, son, I'm going to hold you accountable to my word, and you can hold me accountable to it too. Hello? This is a two-way agreement. This just isn't a one-side deal. It's a bilateral agreement. God does his part, we do our part. Amen? Amen. So as we're looking at this, it's important for us in Hebrews chapter 10. Verse number 35, the writer of Hebrews says this. He says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition or unto sin, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. So we also have, the waiting, and we have the word and his promises of his word, and we also have the watching. I just put these things down so you can follow, all right? And James chapter 5, verse number 7, the word of God says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Now what farmer do you know that will go ahead and cut down their crops before they mature? They're going to wait for the blossom. They're going to wait for the harvest, right? They're going to wait for the early and the latter rain to come to bring in the harvest. And God's going to come at the perfect and the right time. His timing is perfect. Amen? So he says to us there, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Amen? In other words, what he is saying to us tonight, he said that we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. We're standing on the promise of his resurrection, of his return, and he's calling us to react to his word. This calls for us to be persistent, to stay on route, to be seeking the reward, amen, and to respect him, and he will respect us. And this calls for us to be patient, patiently waiting with his word, watching for his return. And he says, as we wait on the promise of the Father, we follow his word with persistence, so with patience, we can run the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? So, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And everyone's faith in this room, according to the word of God, increased tonight because the word was spoken, and God is not a man that he should lie. Amen? And all the times, it's not just what we're speaking or it's not what we're reading. He says, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So as that word's going forth, it's accomplishing something in every heart and life. Isn't that cool? I just think God's awesome, don't you? Amen? So can we all stand? Hallelujah. Can we just lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for everyone that's gathered here tonight, Father God. You sent your word of your promise. You called for us to be persistent and to be patient, Father God. And as we're being patient with you, Father God, may we be patient for your return. May we be patient with one another. And Father, may we not grow weary in well-doing, for a due season we'll reap if we do not faint or we do not give up. Now, Father God, I pray for supernatural faith to rise in each and every one in this room, Father God. Father God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Father God. And as they're standing in the in your presence, Father God, in your presence there's fullness of joy. I bind every weapon the enemy has sent to try to steal the joy of your children, Father God. Minister to their hearts and lives. Meet them right where they're at. Father God, bless the food we're about to partake of for those that are going to fellowship and dine downstairs. Lord, just be glorified in everything we do in this place. And we'll never cease to give you praise and glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. All God's people said,
amen,
amen, and amen.